A space to do our thinking out loud with an audience is how Druid Theatre's Thomas Conway describes the company's Druid debut programme, which gives rehearsed readings to new work by playwrights who've never, up until now, had work performed professionally before an audience. This year, one of the plays given the treatment was Helen and I by Maeve McHugh, who wrote the play as her graduation piece from the MFA in Playwriting at Lear National Academy of Dramatic Arts. I met McHugh in the Mick Lally Theatre in Druid Lane, Galway, along with Conway and members of the cast, to talk about Odd Laughter and the Shadow of Tom Murphy.
Which specific bit do you think? Do you think you picked enough flowers, Lynn?
I'm Helen Gregg, and I'm playing Lynn, who is the younger sister in Helen and I.
So, the father so starts at 59 from I Loved Holding You, Feeding You.
I'm Roxana Nicolaim, and I'm reading Evie, who is Lynn's niece.
We had you for a few weeks after you were born.
Who did?
Helen was sick and not long home, so Tony and I took you. I think they were the best few weeks of our lives. You didn't know that?
No.
Your mam never told you?
No.
Oh.
My name is Thomas Conway. I work as the literary manager with Druid. We do the Druid debut series, and they really are plays that not only are they the first time they'll meet an audience, but it's the first time the playwright themselves will have their work presented before an audience. They're actually quite a selfish mechanism for Druid. They are a space in which we do our thinking out loud with an audience.
It was brilliant to hear the play with an audience. I think there was a lot of comedy that came out with an audience, which I had hoped was in there, but it's hard to tell when you're on your own writing it, laughing at your own jokes. They're sort of strange gags too. They're sort of behavioural and I think rooted in the relationships between the siblings, which I suppose people identify with, and the sort of the casual cruelty that comes up. It's also very funny.
I loved getting up and feeding you, holding you, singing to you, thinking I am responsible for a whole other life right here in my arms. I wasn't afraid. For the first time in my life, bringing you out in the pram, around town, feeling important. I don't think I've ever seen Tony so happy. He looked at me differently then, not his usual watching, like he was proud, like he could see a different version of me, the one he had hoped for. I felt I could do anything when I had you. Once I even tried to breastfeed you. I was curious, I suppose, about how that might feel for your body to produce milk.
That's disgusting.
The reading is a very pure experience of a play. Nothing helps you, nothing supports the play. It is simply the delivery and its mediation by the actors. I think we did very well in the actors we got together today with Aisling O'Sullivan, Marty Ray, Helen Gregg and Roxana Nicolaim. So Druid is able to give that to a writer. It's able to give fantastic actors and a director and an audience. And in a way, it's also its context and its experience and even its expertise in relation to plays. Gary hasn't directly talked to Maeve about the play, but she has been feeding into the process. Gary Hines, the artistic director of Druid. And so that all these resources are there as the play is getting into focus through the reading. And I think that, you know, the play was extremely well served. We have a very good sense of the play from that reading today.
I just pretend. Hold you there and pretend. It was around that time we'd accepted it wasn't going to happen. Well, officially, I don't think Tony ever accepted it. Biggest disappointment of his life, my womb.
Lynn.
Wouldn't adopt, though. His own bloodline or nothing. You moved away then. Helen took you out of sight.
Not too far.
A county can be a big place.
The play is centred on two sisters who are roughly 50. They return to their family home as their father dies. And Lynn is married to Tony. Helen has a teenage daughter called Evie. And as the play progresses, both of those peripheral characters come in and the relationship between the sisters is unpacked until a secret or a silence that existed between them is told.
A lot of people in the post-show discussion sort of referred back to a kind of history of Irish drama, and being in the Druid, one thinks of Tom Murphy, who would have these kind of happenings where everybody gathered together and the knives came out.
Yeah, he's one of my favourite playwrights. And obviously where I lived in Tuam for a few years, I live outside Tuam now and my family does. So I suppose I'd know his landscape, sort of physical and maybe on other levels very well. So yes, I love Tom Murphy. You're coming back to that kind of rural homestead and the tension being there by virtue of someone about to die. But I would hope that what was different is the real focus on the women characters, female characters, the two sisters, the teenage daughter, and sort of And even as the father is dying, it's the mother. It's the mother who's constantly the presence between them. So I think that that's where I'd hope there's a new angle coming in. I was reading before I wrote the play this idea of sisters and how you form your personality maybe in relation, especially women do in the family, relation to the sister. So if one person takes on one trait, the next person might react. And that actually our personalities can be formed by our sisters. So I suppose I can understand all that kind of thing, and I am the eldest, but no, it's fictional.
I imagine it's fictional, but I suppose the theme of the play is more about sisters' relationships than about incest or the past.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's women, and when you have two sisters, they're different versions. They both have different lives, obviously, but they also offer different versions of womanhood. They have had different choices that they've made. And there's a relationship to yourself in your sister. So I suppose, you know, that's where I was trying to get at. One has a teenage daughter, one's married, but they're both, the relationship is between them as well, and their sister being a part of themselves. It's that thing again of looking back into the past and the different versions of what actually happened. And I suppose every time, yeah, the memory can be repeated and can be slightly twisted and can be changed and can be used.
Why didn't my dad come take me then, when I was born?
Ah, these men in these small towns never leave their wives. Look around, maybe, but don't do anything as honest as get up and go.
Which, this town?
Not that Helen cared. That's exactly why she went for him. No love there. She wasn't going to share you with anyone. Like, going down the shops, it was that easy for her, and us trying for years under some sort of curse.
Huh?
What?
Who?
Who? Oh, Evie, don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not... I've been off my...
Some man in this town is my...
No.
Does he have other children?
I don't know, Ev. Did I ever tell you about the sheep that drowned the whole flock of people in Loch
Carron? Probably some rotten old farmer, is it?
I don't know.
Some small, greasy town fool.
Don't be asking me. I'm not myself. Don't look at me. I'm not well. Look now, my leg is going again.
I was pleased with the audience reactions.
A lot of laughter.
Yeah, a lot of laughter, and that was great. That was great to hear, because I think it is funny, and that's where the humanity comes in, that even if these people have dysfunctional relationships to each other, it's natural, it's normal, it's funny, there's humour, there's a lightness to it too.
Maeve McHugh ending that report, and keep an eye on the listings pages for the full debut of Helen and I.